You know, he got mad and ain't said a word till he got to his house. And I never went fishing with him no more either. I told old lady about it. She said, well, if he drinks, I don't want you to go with him. But he was a good-hearted man. But he drank. Now, he was hiding it from his preacher. I don't care nothing about the preacher. I'm looking out for this fellow above. That's who we got to look to. Of course, all the priests and the preachers is to give us advice, try to lead us right. Don't you think so? But down in here, you got to have that in your heart and look to the good Lord above and live right. Ain't you? There's a lot of people right here in our church and all the churches. They're big shots, you know, got plenty of money. They go up by the church and they tell me to go cross here to the river and gamble over and play bingo. You ain't no Christian when you do that. And beat people out of money and cheat them. That ain't no Christian. You got to be honest and live right to be a Christian. And treat everybody right. I ain't never mistreated nobody. And I believe that's one reason I'm living as long as I am. There ain't too many people live to be 80 and 90 years old. You know that yourself.
Well, Miss Kirkwood, move that ash tray for me, please. I come in a while ago. There's a little piece of brown paper deep in the door. I like the bloody naked old roof, but I did leave that. But now you fix your coffee ever how you want it.
Saying something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
In the woods about it all.
Okay. And if someone got rid of all the brush and trees on his land, you'd say he...
Some people say to have it cleaned up and some say to have it cleared up, ready to farm.
Which would you say?